House Speaker Dade Phelan is escalating his war against his conservative opponents by weaponizing impeachment. It's Friday, March 26, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Despite being given several chances by the Texas Senate to pass school choice, the Texas House is still saying no, putting into focus Governor Greg Abbott's promise to bring lawmakers back into a special session so that he can deliver on his campaign push. More on that coming up, but first. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker's appeared to endorse the radical LGBT political agenda and radical gender ideologies through her summer reading program for children. The Fort Worth Public Library announced this week that the mayor's summer reading challenge would run from June 1st through August 12th. To complete the summer reading challenge, children read books and complete activities to earn badges. Parents, though, notice that the challenge also encouraged children to read books with gay themes. Among other things, the school-age participants were being encouraged to learn about the history of Gay Pride Month. Shortly after parents began calling the city offices to complain, the Fort Worth Public Library quietly removed the Pride badge from the children's summer reading challenge. Now, this isn't Mayor Parker's first time coming under fire for supporting radical gender ideology. She's criticized her fellow Republicans' efforts to prohibit sterilization and gender mutilation procedures on children. The mayor's office didn't respond to a request for comment. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced his presidential bid in a live and glitchy Twitter Spaces event with Elon Musk that attracted hundreds of thousands of listeners. A poll by CWS Research earlier this month before DeSantis' announcement found that 16% of Texas Republican primary voters said they'd support DeSantis for president. Former President Donald Trump, though, led the poll with 54% support. A poll of general election voters last month found that both Trump and DeSantis would beat Joe Biden in Texas. As the Texas legislative session approaches the May 29th finish line, a dispute over public education is heating up between the state House and Senate, with the fate of school choice legislation hanging in the balance. In just the last 2 months, the Senate's three times moved legislation with school choice components, and each time they've been met with hostility in the House. Now, school choice, of course, is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas, and both chambers are dominated by Republican lawmakers. In the latest attempt, the House killed legislation increasing salaries for public school teachers because the legislation included a school choice component. Governor Abbott has said repeatedly that he would call lawmakers into a special session on the issue if it isn't delivered now. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
The Texas House could hold its first impeachment proceedings in nearly 50 years. The House Committee on General Investigating unanimously voted yesterday to refer articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton for consideration by the full chamber. The move comes one day after a hearing in which the committee heard testimony from a group of four investigators that were secretly appointed by the committee back in March. The investigators largely rehashed the ongoing indictment of Paxton on securities fraud charges that's been likened to a political prosecution for 8 years and has been the focus of multiple campaigns. The chief of general litigation for the Office of the Attorney General demanded to testify to the committee on behalf of Paxton, but was again denied the opportunity to do so. Hilton called the committee's work an illegal investigation. Notably, the impeachment referral comes just days after General Paxton called for the resignation of Speaker Phelan for allegedly running the House while under the influence of alcohol. This move by Speaker Phelan marks an escalation in his war against Texas's primary voters. He's led the House in rejecting Governor Greg Abbott's marquee legislative push, as was mentioned earlier, and they've attacked Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in the Senate, and they've undermined the priorities of the Republican Party of Texas. Here's how political observer Luke Macias described it in a special edition of his show yesterday afternoon.
Call it what it is. The Texas House of Representatives is weaponizing the impeachment process to go after one of their political opponents. That's what it is.
In terms of process, impeachment requires a majority vote in the House of Representatives. Even though the regular session ends on Monday, the House can organize itself into a special session for impeachment proceedings. Should the House impeach Paxton, the issue would then be sent to the Senate for a trial where conviction requires two-thirds of the senators. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Katie Marshall, Daryl Frost, and Sydney Henry. Also, you can find The Luke Messiah Show at TexasScorecard.com and everywhere you listen to podcasts. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.